Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back for what has been an extraordinary interview and conversation with a dear friend and much admired colleague, Patrick Poole. We're wrapping it up with a final segment. And Patrick, I kind of want to use this to synthesize what you've already told us about the Obama administration's attitude towards the Muslim Brotherhood here at home. And what you've suggested is confounding people in Egypt and elsewhere, I'm sure, in terms of its ongoing support for this operation elsewhere. What do you make of the state of that existential struggle between President el-Sisi and his government and I think the vast majority of Egyptians on the one hand and the Brotherhood and the Islamists on the other? Is it a real and potentially, you know, fight to the death between them? Or is, as we hear in some quarters, el-Sisi beginning to, you know, sort of trim sails and find ways to accommodate him, perhaps at the insistence of his Saudi benefactors?
I think the voices who say that somehow Sisi is trimming his sails are absolutely deluded. You know, at this point, how can Sisi go back and unwind? I mean, you've got this massive conflagration between the Egyptian government, I mean, which has the full support of the Egyptian people and the Muslim Brotherhood. And we saw with a, you know, basically what was an ambush targeting police in Giza here, just here within the past 2 weeks, where it was a joint Muslim Brotherhood Islamic State IED factory in an apartment in Giza. I mean, how could the Brotherhood ever forgive President Sisi? I mean, it's just ludicrous. And so, you know, when I'm over there, it seems perfectly clear to most Egyptians that our policies are at best problematic, if not, you know, actively aiding the enemy. And so they all just kind of throw up and ask me, you know, what's going on over there? And I think it's a fair question because, I mean, we've, as you noted, Egypt is the largest Arab country in the world. You know, it safeguards the Suez Canal. I mean, one of the most important transit points for international commerce. And they've been a strategic partner in the Middle East for the United States for more than three decades now. So why is it that the Obama administration continues to go out of its way to stick its thumb in the eye of the Egyptian people? And it's really a question that can't be answered.
Well, it does seem as though it may have something to do with this affinity that the Obama administration has exhibited. We've been discussing it for an hour. Towards the Muslim Brotherhood, certainly here in this country and arguably in other places as well, helping bring them to power in Egypt, helping overthrow the government of Muammar Gaddafi with the expectation, I think, that the Brotherhood would, you know, reap the benefits of that, Tunisia, perhaps Syria as well. But let me ask you about one particularly important moment in the Sisi government's relatively short tenure, and that was when the president went to Al-Azhar University in December of 2014, as I recall, and challenged the leadership of that organization. Some call it the Vatican of Islam, such as it is, to change course. Talk a bit about that, Patrick, and whether you consider that to be a really signal development and where things stand on that front at the moment.
It was surprising, Frank, that Sisi's speech at Al-Azhar was so demissively covered by the Western media because, I mean, over there, it was seen as something that was very important. And, in fact, this last trip I made to Egypt, Steve Coghlan and I met with Sheikh Ramadan, one of the senior sheikhs of Al-Azhar, and he openly admitted that Al-Azhar has problems and that Al-Azhar is trying to trying to turn, you know, their ship after, you know, more than 1,000 years in operation to begin to address these problems even within their midst. And it's going to take time. I mean, there are a lot of problems in Egypt. There are a lot of political problems in Egypt. I'm not denying that. And it's going to take time to right that ship. But I think they're in the right direction. And in the meantime, we have the think tanks and the professional agitators here in the U.S., goading the administration to somehow punish Egypt for its approach to the Muslim Brotherhood. And it's, you know, when I asked, you know, it's not clear what exactly the Obama administration is getting out of its promotion of the Brotherhood. After the collapse of the so-called Arab Spring. So, you know, it's not clear to me, you know, that the administration is really getting anything out of it other than antagonizing our longtime allies in the region and doubling down on a failed policy. I mean, failed is kind of an understatement. I mean, it's been absolutely catastrophic.
Yes, a charitable characterization, indeed. If you were to simply summarize the character of the policy that we think has brought such grim results and that really must be changed, whether you call it the countering violent extremism policy, the civil rights, civil liberties approach, the embrace of the Muslim Brotherhood, at the end of the day, is it fair to say this is aligning the United States with the wrong people within the Muslim community and that the implications of doing so domestically and internationally is fraught with peril?
Absolutely. And let's kind of start overseas and work back to the United States, where, you know, we mentioned earlier Libya, where we backed Abdelhakim Belhaj, the head of the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, LIFG, which is basically Libyan al-Qaeda, to overthrow Gaddafi. I mean, that's just been an absolute catastrophe. We backed the Brotherhood in Syria, and I mean, you've literally got hundreds of thousands of dead and basically a stalemate and a continuously evolving U.S. policy with respect to, you know, who we're even backing at this point. And then, you know, in Egypt with the Brotherhood, et cetera, you know, Ghannouchi and Tunisia and Ennahda. And then you have here in the United States, the countering violent extremism policies of the Obama administration have done nothing but embrace the radicals and the extremists at the expense of the voices in the American Muslim community that ought to be not only heard but empowered, and so I mean we're basically punishing and ignoring as a matter of policy the very people who would help us resolve the situation, and these policies have done nothing but they've certainly not stemmed the tide of radicalization in the American Muslim community. And in fact, we're seeing it increasing, you know, nearly exponentially.
By the day. Patrick, we have to leave it at that. We didn't get anywhere near Iran, which, while not a Sunni operation, to be sure, has very many of these same trappings and has also been blessed by the strong support of the Obama administration, again, with almost impossible to imagine disastrous results, I'm afraid. But that's for another day. We look forward to having that conversation with you and many more in the course of 2016. In the meantime, thank you so much for your generous time today and your insights, the extraordinary work you do day in and day out at PJ Media and so many other outlets. Keep it up, my friend. Come back to us again soon, and I hope the rest of you will do the same tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.